With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. RNC Chairman Michael Whatley says not only was Thursday night's debate a failure for Joe Biden, but a chance for Donald Trump to articulate his own vision for the country.
He defended his record. He listened and talked about the issues that affect the American people, and he put real solutions on the table for how he's going to lead this party and lead this country going forward for the next 4 years.
RNC Chairman Whatley was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, the U.N. Security Council is presented with evidence that Russia has deployed a North Korean missile in Ukraine this year against the body's sanctions.
In January 2024,
Jonah Leff, executive director of Conflict Armament Research, offered a detailed analysis of remnants of a ballistic missile that struck Kharkiv on January 2nd.
Carr documented the missile's rocket motor, its tail section.
Showing the council photos of the remnants, he said they had unique features indicating it was manufactured in North Korea last year. Leff says the evidence
irrefutably establishes that the missile fired on Kharkiv was indeed of DPRK origin.
The U.S. and its Western allies accused North Korea and Russia of violating a U.N. embargo on arms exports from the DPRK. Russia dismissed the accusations as baseless. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Norwegian government has signed a deal to start stockpiling grain, saying the COVID-19 pandemic, war in Europe, and climate change has made it necessary.
The deal to store 30,000 tons of grain was signed by Norway's agriculture and food minister. It was also inked by four private companies who will store the wheat that will belong to the Norwegian government. The goal is that Norway will gradually build up the reserve until 2029, with some 82,500 tons of grain in store by the end of the decade.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. This is SRN News. A leading Canadian school holds a drag queen summer camp. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The University of British Columbia describes the event as a, quote, leadership and learning summer camp for queer, trans, two-spirit, questioning, and allied youth from across BC and the Yukon. Drag queens will be in attendance and will teach the children how to perform with the goal of helping them, quote, imagine being whomever they want. UBC says it also wants to free kids from what it calls the colonial notions of the nuclear family. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians and Jews believe in the Ten Commandments, just not necessarily the version that will hang in every public school and state-funded college classroom in Louisiana. The required text prescribed in the new law and used on many monuments around the country is a condensed version of the scripture passage in Exodus containing the commandments. It has ties to the Ten Commandments movie from 1956 and a variation of a version commonly associated with Protestants. This is SRN News. Stern warning for bear hunters.
National Park Service says it plans to ban hunters from baiting bears in national preserves in Alaska, set to take effect later in the summer. This new rule would bar sport hunters from using bait, like bacon grease, pastries, syrup, or dog food to attract the bears. Agency says baiting can lead to run-ins between people and the bears always win. Jason Walker reporting.
According to the National UFO Reporting Center, a dozen employees at the Red Rocks Amphitheater claimed they saw a strange object light up the Colorado sky earlier this month. The observers described a dark metallic disc that appeared north of the amphitheater around 1 a.m. on June 5th. The object appeared to be several hundred feet long and hovered in place for 30 seconds before heading east about 5 to 10 miles per hour and vanishing. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.